Here we have a guest in the studio this morning, Michael Van Essen, a certified prevention specialist at Prairie Ridge, an integrated behavioral health care organization here in Mason City. Prairie Ridge provides in and out patient substance use and mental health treatment, covering 8 counties in north central Iowa, currently serving as the coordinator for the Partnership for Success to Prevent Alcohol Misuse, and a grant awarded by the Iowa Department of Health and Human Services to Prairie Ridge and the North Iowa Addiction Alliance community in Cerro Gordo County. And I want to welcome Michael.
Thank you, Ozzy, to the studio. Good morning.
Well, Ozzy's in the other room.
Oh, Ozzy's in the other room. I'm sorry.
And I don't look anything like him. I'm Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Okay, we want to talk about a drinking problem that seems to be a situation that needs help. Now, you've developed a 16-question survey about drinking. What's the purpose of the survey, and what are you trying to find out?
Well, initially, the purpose of the survey is to find out what people know or believe about what drinking is and what constitutes a drink, what constitutes becoming over the legal limit. According to Iowa HHS, the Health and Human Services, as of 2020, alcohol sales in Cerro Gordo County reached 5.3 gallons per person per year, which is considerably higher. That was higher than most other counties. I think we're third in the state. And this was more than Polk, Lynn, and all the other counties with much higher populations. So the Iowa Department of Health and Human Services included Cerro Gordo among the 11 counties eligible to apply for the grant that you mentioned in the introduction.
Now, what is the purpose of this grant?
Well, the PFS-PAM, that's how we refer to it, grant was awarded to Prairie Ridge in collaboration with Cerro Gordo County Public Health to address excessive drinking, both heavy and binge drinking, among those over 45 years of age in the county.
Well, why those over 45? What about problem drinking among youth?
Well, there are many problems that programs that currently address alcohol consumption amongst youth and those under 45, from 18 to 45. But historically, little attention has been given to those over 45, particularly focusing on binge and heavy drinking. And this grant does that.
Very good. Now, you say both binge and heavy drinking. Aren't they the same thing, really?
No. Surprisingly, they're not the same thing. I always thought they were myself until I got involved in this work. There is a difference between the two, and that difference is one of the reasons we developed the survey. Few people are aware of the facts about drinks and drinking. That's why we developed the survey, to get an idea of what the average person thinks constitutes a drink. And I have drinks in quotes. We've had questions like, is a single beer considered to be a drink? And that's yes, it is. Is a single glass of wine considered a drink? And yes, it is, if it's no more than 6 ounces in that glass. If there is 9 ounces of wine in a glass, then that's a drink and a half. If you're having a cocktail, that's only 1.5 ounces of gin, vodka, whiskey, or any other spirit, tequila, for instance. That's a single drink. If the glass contains 3 ounces of spirits, that's 2 drinks, and et cetera, et cetera.
Wow. Okay, so the difference between binge and heavy drinking is what?
Well, binge drinking is defined as consuming 5 or more drinks at a single occasion if you're a man, or 4 or more drinks on a single occasion if you are a woman. Heavy drinking is defined as 8 or more drinks per week for a woman, or 15 drinks per week for a man. So basically, that would be a little less than 3 6-packs a week, you know, for instance.
Yeah. Now, who's defining these amounts?
The Centers for Disease Control, or the CDC. It has defined the standards by which all of this is measured. They've also determined the number of drinks within a given amount of time it takes to be over the legal limit for operating a motor vehicle. In Iowa, the legal limit is 0.8% blood alcohol concentration, or BAC. If law enforcement determines that an individual's BAC is greater than that, the driver will most likely be arrested and charged with an OWI, or operating while impaired.
Well, how much does a person have to drink to get above the legal limit?
Well, not everyone's the same. An individual's BAC depends on four factors: their weight, gender, the amount of time it takes to drink the drinks that have been consumed, and the strength of those drinks. There's no exact formula, but generally, in 2 to 4 drinks in 1 hour will put most drinkers above the 0.8% blood alcohol concentration.
Wow. Well, so this grant will address heavy and binge drinking. How does that work?
Well, first and foremost, education. As I said in the beginning, we need to educate folks about what drinking is and isn't. That's the first step. We're going to be doing this through mass media campaigns and providing free of charge, by the way, programs to businesses and other workforces throughout the county to help them recognize the stresses and influences that can lead to excessive drinking and how to best deal with them in lieu or outside of alcohol. We will also be collaborating with Cerro Gordo City and County law enforcement agencies, Mason City Police, Clear Lake Police, the Sheriff's Department, conducting periodic saturation patrols to help identify those who might be driving while over the legal limits. And in addition, with the help of law enforcement and local governments, we will assist in drafting operations and zoning ordinances that will better define policies that oversee alcohol sales and retail outlets.
So, Michael, should a person observing another individual that seems to be drinking excessively and frequently, can they make a referral to Prairie Ridge, or do they?
Oh, certainly. We do have Prairie Ridge is an integrated behavior health organization, as we said earlier, and we do have both inpatient and outpatient mental health treatment programs, and we have inpatient substance use programs as well. So they can be referred to Prairie Ridge. We also accept walk-ins. So anyone who has any questions about anything having to do with substance use, sobriety, any mental health issues, just walk in. We have people at the front ready to greet you and get you to the right place in the shortest amount of time possible.
Well, we know that a lot of it is self-denial, you know, in drinking, and noting that an individual is excessively consistently, when I'm around him or other people around him, should encourage him to visit Prairie Ridge.
To visit Prairie Ridge, and also as a prevention specialist, we want to get those folks prior to that as well. So, and that's one of the purposes of the grant. So if we go through this, the avenue of approaching businesses and talking to workforces, and we have two particular prevention strategies. One is called team awareness and one is called resilience and thriving. And those are helping people to determine what, again, what I said, those stressors are, how to deal with those stressors, and how to make the entire workplace a more comfortable and enjoyable place to be.
Very good. Well, we're thankful to have Prairie Ridge and people like you that can help individuals that certainly have this problem and get them straightened away on life's line, you know, that folks don't continue on this binge drinking or drinking situation.
Well, and I'm honored to be a part of it and to be one of the prevention specialists. I work with a team that is services 8 counties from Kossuth down to Floyd, and we have different programs, and we work under different grants, and some of us address youth, some of us address the older segments of the population, and everywhere in between.
Well, you have a heavy plate full of full of activity and situations to talk about. Anything else you'd like to add, Michael?
Well, I just I want to thank you for the opportunity to be here and to
glad to have you. Yes,
to tell everyone about these programs and about Prairie Ridge. And other than that, if you have any questions, you can call Prairie Ridge, the main number, or you can call me directly at 641-387-4656. 641-387-4656. I know I said that rather rapidly. That's why I repeated it. Hopefully you had a pencil if you'd like to talk to me. And we'll be happy to come in anytime and give you updates and clue you in on anything else that's happening.
Well, thank you so much. Prairie Ridge and your services are so important to the residents of Sarasota County that certainly be falling into this situation. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We've been talking to Michael Van Essen and the Certified Prevention Specialist at Prairie Ridge here in Mason City. Come and see us again.
I will. Looking forward to it.
Very good. And very enjoyable conversation and an important one in our community.